One way Mark's gospel encourages believers in every age is by pointing out that the disciples were fallen and weak people, just like the rest of us. Jesus didn't expect them to live perfect lives, and he gave them his Spirit so that they could succeed in ministry. And we need that same help too. Even so, some people wonder if the disciples' failures somehow harm or even invalidate the church's ministry. Do the failures of the disciples undercut the authority and respectability of the church and its leadership?
One of the fascinating things about the gospel writers is that they are so honest about the failings of Jesus' disciples, the 12 apostles. You see this particularly in Mark's gospel, where it's a very honest account, and the disciples are asking ridiculous questions, and Jesus had to be very stern with them and correcting them. And Peter puts his foot in it lots of times. It's slightly less true in Matthew's gospel, where some of that's been slightly airbrushed out, but it's still a very honest account of their failings. Is this a problem? Well, if you expect the leaders of the church to be perfect, well, yes, that's a problem. But if actually the leader of the church then and now is Jesus Christ and he's perfect, it actually isn't a problem, because the leaders of the community that follows Jesus is going to be made up of people who make mistakes. And another thing is just to remember the very word disciple means learner. And so what we're seeing in the Gospels is these disciples learning. They're lifelong learners, and actually that's a very good example to us of how, despite our mistakes and our failings, we too can be Jesus' followers, and we too are committed to lifelong learning.
You know, one of the beautiful things about reading the Gospels is that the people, the characters, are very real. In fact, a lot of scholars have observed that a major theme, especially in the Gospel of Mark, but it's in all the Gospels, is the fact that the disciples often fail desperately. You can think of Peter, really clearly the leader of the early church. We can see that in the book of Acts and in the Gospels themselves. And he is the greatest failure of all in many ways. I mean, he even denies Jesus three times, which is something that in the church, as the church develops, becomes a real struggle for understanding what do you do with someone who's denied Jesus. It's clearly a failure of faith. But that's exactly what's beautiful about not only the Gospels, but all of the Bible, that the characters that are there are meant to identify with us, or we are meant to identify with them, being not perfect in a vacuum religious icons of people who aren't real, but real, flawed, fallen people. In fact, one of the beautiful things about the idea of discipleship is that we are to follow and be like Jesus. Yet even the disciples, the original disciples in their following of Jesus, show and model for us both faith and hope in Jesus, but also the reality of being broken humans who fail. And to us, rather than undermining the authority of the church and undermining the authority of leaders, it helps us identify with the fact that we too, as redeemed people, are in process. We are being transformed. We are being converted more and more. And in our failures, Jesus and God, three in one, are glad to accept us and transform us and use us as his vessels of the kingdom throughout the world.